So thank you all for joining the Latin Generation panel call on 9th of April, 2020. We have Michael, Mirjana, Hazem, Mats, and Sarmad on the call so far. Over to you, Mirjana.
Thank you, Sarmad. Oh, let's start a little bit formally. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope you are all well. I feel better today and then last time, and I hope we shall finish at least the discussion about these seven cases from Appendix D and to close them. And if some time was left at the end of this call, we shall see the status of the two analysis which we about which we talk later. But for one, we have, let's say, some kind of solution, but for other one, I have some thoughts and I want to share to share my thoughts with you. Okay, so please, Sarmad, first open Appendix D cases which the first Euro proposed variants. It is the link here. And
well, Bill says he doesn't have a Zoom link.
Oh, he should. He doesn't have Zoom link. Sorry, I have to copy it from the calendar because something, there is some problem with the, let me copy it. I will send it to Bill. Because of this time change and something like this.
Have you sent it?
No, I'm just sending. I'm sending it now. Let's say like this. Yeah, it went.
Oh, okay. He said he has it. Yeah, okay. I did do an email search, he says. Okay, so I assume that he is
joining. Now he probably, he received the mail which I sent.
Yeah.
As you remember, Pitinan prepared material for discussion and everything what was discussed about the specific case, which is not solved yet, she put in one document. And of these seven cases, we just finished the first one because it was team was waiting for me to vote. I voted that those two Fs should be variants. So this is the only thing which is closed at this moment. So let's go to 5.2. Just scroll it a little bit down. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Here we have Latin small letter D with Caron versus Latin small letter D with Hook. And I think, I cannot remember at this moment, I have not prepared myself for this. Let's go a little bit down more to see, because this is specified as Mats. Yeah, Mats, please go on. Maybe you could help us to remember what was the discussion about this.
Not really, but the thing is that if we exclude that, have we taken the decision not to exclude? I don't remember.
Remember.
Because we have the D with Quran, T with Quran, L with Quran, that IP wants us
IP,
to exclude.
IP insisted that D with Quran should be excluded because it resembles very much SD with apostrophe, that this combination could confuse some French speaking people. That was, as I understand, that was the initial, this initiated the discussion about D with Caron and Hook and so on, because apostrophe is forbidden. It is not in our repertoire. And Bill could.
This is a different discussion because we have inspected D with Hook and compared with D with Caron.
Yeah.
Before IP raised the issue about D with Caron.
So, I cannot remember really.
Yeah, but that so we started to compare them before IP talked about that D with D, L, and T with Caron should be excluded.
Yeah, and as I can recall from the meeting, from face-to-face meeting, last meeting in Brussels, I think that Michael is saying something that seems to be a different angle and discussion. We have to find a way through this, through so many information, and maybe. Bill can help us because Mats, do you want to speak a little bit more, or it is
no, that's fine.
On an old hand, okay. Bill, please go on.
Yes, my recollection is IP didn't tell us we must exclude these. They said take a look at it and see if you think it's a problem. And my recollection is we looked at it and said, it's not going to confuse the users because there's no possibility of a domain name of a TLD with an apostrophe. So if they see something that, you know, a D with a Quran or an L with a Quran, it's not going to confuse them with some other TLD. And if somebody decides to game the system to create a TLD that looks like it has an apostrophe, well, so they gamed the system. So what? We decided we didn't feel that it was the sort of problem that we needed to worry about. And so, you know, we're not, as I recall the discussion, we decided we're not excluding those. If IP wanted to exclude them from the repertoire, that's, you know, they could have done that, but they didn't. And so all we have to worry about is which of these can be confused for which other ones. Thank you.
This is Sarmad. I'd like to put myself in the queue as well, please.
I have first Michael, then Sarmad. Michael, please go on.
Sarmad can go first, and that's okay.
Okay, Sarmad, please go on now first, and Michael will be after you.
Okay, thank you. So I think the way it probably works is that punctuations are not allowed, and anything which would then resemble a punctuation is therefore not allowed. That was how it was also looked at when we were talking about these clicks, which look like an exclamation mark. If we follow the argument which was being presented, then of course even the exclamation mark should have been allowed. So I guess the question we should be asking is that does this confuse, or does it look like an apostrophe? And I think IP's in a way come back and said that it does look like an apostrophe, and in that sense then it becomes quite questionable to include in the repertoire. Thank you
Sarmad. Michael, please go on.
Okay, didn't Mats last week put up an example that if this was confusable with an apostrophe, the apostrophe, even though not allowed, might be used, then it would end the label there, and the rest of the label would be omitted.
Uh, Mats, please go on.
Yeah, that's the idea that IP also raises, that if you have auto-linkification, then it will probably stop at the apostrophe, and it could confuse the user. So that's the idea. So you get an interrupted domain name. So in that way, you make it look like it's the domain name with D with Caron, but it actually isn't. On the other hand, why is it in MSR if it's a problem? So we should then ask IP to consider to withdraw it from MSR.
I want just to give you a different view on this. Apostrophe is 0 to BC. And D with Caron is 010F, and letter D with hook is 0257. So there is no way that any computer program can find apostrophe in the D with Caron and D with hook. So this speech about confusing the tool, which should interpret the link, doesn't stay. You see, if we have a combination, I mean, if it is, because this is just one code point, it is not the composed letter of two code points. We have just one code point. It looks like this, and no computer program can understand it as an apostrophe. So this doesn't fit in the way how computer works. That's just how I think that this confusion with apostrophe don't stay. I mean, it is not real. It just looks like apostrophe, and we have to decide. Michael had a proposal. I want to read it before we continue our discussion. I would suggest we decide on the data at hand, and then in a second step, we can see how that impacts our other choices. I remember the discussion about the same as Bill described. So we are staying, as I understand at this moment, we are staying to include those code points in the repertoire. We just have to decide, are they variants of something, and forget about a thing, does it look like apostrophe or not? This is completely different view on this problem. That's how I feel. So I want, please, Bill, you are the next in the queue, please.
It seems to me the first question we need to ask are these code points in MSR? Yes, they are.
They are, yeah.
Does IP have it within its authority to exclude them from MSR? Yes, it does. So. Mm-hmm. If they think it should be excluded, they can do that. If they don't do that, then it seems to me that's the end of the discussion. It's in MSR. It's a code point in our repertoire for a reason. There's no real need to talk about this any further. If the IP has changed its mind and wants to exclude them, they have it within their power to do that. Until and unless they do, there's no reason for us to talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, please. You are the next in the queue.
Yes, thank you. Regarding the question, if this character resembles an apostrophe or not, we have data on that question in front of us in our screen, because those are part of the code points which are compared. So for example, the red boxes show cases where they are more similar, and the blue box showcase where they are less similar. So we have evidence here to judge on that question whether we think that the D with Caron resembles D with an apostrophe. So as to answer the question whether it resembles an apostrophe and therefore should be excluded, or whether we should ask IP to exclude it. As for the linkification discussion, which we had before, I also wanted to say the same, more or less, which you said, Mirjana, which I also said the last time, that maybe a user or a person may look at these and consider it an apostrophe and therefore kind of misconceptualize what is the link, what is the first level, what's the second level, so on. But for the computer, these code points have specific characters. So the linkifier, the systems which linkify a link should be able to judge on these things irrespective of whether they seem like a punctuation mark or not. That is my understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, you are the next in the queue. Please go on.
Yes. So both Michael and I have written something in the chat to kind of display the issue. So if you look at what I wrote in the chat, you see two strings that in one case you have the apostrophe, in the other case you have D with caron. And an auto-linkification can confuse. I haven't linkified this, but if you consider that the first one is with caron, it could be underlined entirely and linkified. The second one, you can make the first part being a link, and the more you just underline that to make it look like it's part of the linkification. So this is the issue that IP raises, and I think that the issue is valid. But on the other hand, I agree with Bill that if they don't consider D with caron, D, C, and L with caron to be valid because of that it looks like something, part of it looks like a punctuation mark, why did they include that in MSR in the first place? Thirdly, I want to comment on the display. I mean the word, what is it called? Word marked mark that we see in front of us. And it's problematic because in many cases we have font substitution. It's quite obvious in some cases, like the blue in the middle there. I mean, the first one and the second one, they are definitely not the same font. And that's also the case of the blue one on the right. And those are not, the first one, the second one, those are not the same font. So that's very common that we have font substitution, and then they're not comparable. They're undefined in the primary font, and therefore the program picks from some other font just to be able to display it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Mats. Yeah, Michael, your hand is still up. Do you want to say something?
Yes, thank you. So
please go on.
Yes, there is font substitution in the blue cases, but the character substituted are the first ones, not the second or the third. So there is no font substitution in the case of D with caron as opposed to D followed by an apostrophe. And they are distinguishable here. So this is the relevant information here, not that there's font substitution for the first character, because it's kind of a different discussion than the one we're having right now. And my second question is about the examples just given. For example, this the ones produced by Mats in the chat box with level 2.topd, and then it says more, and how he was explaining. I'm not sure how that constitutes a security risk, because the link would always be the same. There may just be a string which follows a link, which may be underlined, And you can do that in any context. So I'm not sure if and how that would create a security risk, a real one. Thank you.
May I reply?
Yes, just a moment. I first have Michael, then Mats. Yes, please reply to the question to Michael. Michael, please wait a little bit. Yeah. Go on, Mats.
We would have two different links. In the first case, we would have a link that includes the deal with Caron and more. So the entire string would be the link. In the second case, the link would just stop at apostrophe. The auto-linkification would stop there because it is an apostrophe. But you make the more, the word more underlined, and then it would look like the same link, but it isn't. And of course, if you turn it into an A label, then it doesn't work.
Mats, have you finished?
Yes, thank you.
Please, Michael, go on.
Yeah, I just tested the linkification thing with the apostrophe, and I was quite surprised to see that if you look in the chat, that the apostrophe was actually included in the Punicode version of the label. So it seems to be converted to Punicode and thus included in the label, and the link does not stop there.
Okay, but I don't see the only reason why we are discussing apostrophe is concern of IP that apostrophe could confuse French-speaking people, that D with Caron can confuse French-speaking people and they can use it instead of apostrophe, D with Caron instead of D with apostrophe. So I don't think it is, I don't think we need to spend more time on discussing apostrophe because apostrophe is excluded from MSR. It will never be in the link will never be composed of an apostrophe. So let's try to focus on the D with Caron and D with hook and see. We are spending a lot of time to the cause which is not relevant to us. At least I look. It seems to me like this. Michael, please go on.
I agree with you, Mariana, that apostrophe is excluded, so part of this issue doesn't seem to be on our plate, so to say. That's at least my understanding. But there is a second issue where we're discussing these characters, and that's just that there is a variance in the way they are rendered by different fonts. So sometimes it looks like something on top of the letter, and sometimes it looks like a modifier to the right-hand side of the letter. And it's not just this letter, but it's a series of letters. So there are two issues why this is on our plate, not just one. Thank you.
But if we agree all that that we should stop discussing apostrophe, and if we decide to include these characters with Caron and hook in our repertoire, I don't understand you exactly, Michael. The rendering of the characters, that's something which we cannot influence in any way. But as I look at this example, which is on our screen, D with Caron and D with hook are completely different. They need not to be treated as variants, and that's how I will conclude this issue. Maybe I'm not understanding something correctly, so I don't see that it is our task to discuss why letters are rendered in a different way. But they are D with Caron and D with Hook are completely different, even in those fonts which are not rendered properly. If we exclude D with apostrophe in our analysis. Michael, please go on.
Yes, you're right. Those two characters are different, and I would agree with your view of the matter. The question still pertains because in other cases, we had discussions about whether we should treat similar things in a similar way. So if we find that we need to create variant rules for other characters, where D with Caron, for example, where the Caron actually renders as something which may look as an apostrophe, and we may decide in those cases to come to a conclusion regarding variant choices or exclusion from the repertoire, if we need to treat, so to say, this group of characters in a single way, in a unified way. So this is the other question also. But regarding the first analysis you did, yes, I completely agree. Thank you.
We can complicate this issue with variants as much as we like, but at least I think that we should find a reasonable solution for this issue and say somewhere in this document that those two characters in the font are in different fonts are not rendered in the proper way, and that it should be taken care about it. If we introduce variants with some specific rules for these specific characters, I think we shall never end Latin GP. I will just look simply at D with Caron and D with Hook and tell, yeah, they are different, although there are problems with rendering in some fonts, and those two characters are not variant candidates. And if you have a better proposal, I am very happy to hear it, because we are spending too much time for the things which we cannot influence in any way, or if we want to control them, we shall to put one more year in our work, and I don't think that anyone has this power to go in that way. It is too complicated. That's my standing in this moment. Any other thoughts about this? I need somehow to see the. No, Michael is agreeing with me, and. We can decide that D with Caron and D with Hook are not variant candidates and proceed further on. Do you agree all, or there is something who is not happy with this solution? Please look again at this material. Sarmad, will you move a little bit down? Okay. Bill is agreeing, no variants. Michael agrees. Who does not agree, please raise your hand and say your reasons why we shall not treat them. Mats, please go on.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the word mark stuff, they look quite different. But if you scroll up or down or whatever you call it, and you say the sequence, there they look more similar.
But you okay, further on, so, down, whatever.
No, they're the other way up.
Okay.
Yeah. Here it looks, where you display it now in the small letters, they look more similar.
D with and D with Caron.
I say they look more similar, but I'm fine with not having them as variants.
Yeah. Okay, I hope we can conclude the point, agenda point number 5.2, and that those two characters are not variant candidates. And please, Mats, do you want to say something more?
No,
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So we can go to the example number three. Yeah, that's it. That's one which will take us a lot of time to find the way through it. This is the discussion about Latin small letter I versus Latin small letter dotless I versus Latin small letter iota. And also we have in the cross-script variants proposed Latin dotless I with Greek iota and Latin iota with Greek iota. So we have just one mess of iotas here, and every iota is a variant of another iota, and I have no idea what kind of mess it could make in our proposal. What other graphics make? We are discussing D with Caron and D with iota, and we are finishing it. What other graphics do you want to discuss? Michael, please go on.
When you scrolled down, there was a graphic in between.
Yeah, there was, but there were some other.
The L with Caron and L with apostrophe.
So yeah, but we skipped apostrophe completely. We shall not discuss apostrophe at all. And we found that Caron and Hook are different. And I suppose that the similar things are. Oh, if you want to discuss them again, let's go back, Sarmat, please. Let's go back to finalize this. Yeah. Yeah, this is D with Caron and the Hook. Then we have L with Caron and the Hook. Now those are L with Hook and L with Caron and L with apostrophe. If we skipped discussion about apostrophe at all, didn't we? Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I don't know. You scrolled down so quickly that I couldn't see. I just noticed.
Yeah, those are
graphic also in between.
Yeah, so L with Hook.
Yeah,
and
if you want
L
to
with
exclude discussions about apostrophe, then I assume we can skip that graphic too.
Yeah, because there is no sense to discuss apostrophe again and again. It is not in our repertoire, and only concern was by French guys from IP that some French people will be confused if confused Latin those characters with Caron for characters with apostrophe. And I think we spend enough time discussing this. Apostrophe is not in our repertoire. If someone French speaking person use D with Caron for whatever purpose, I don't mind. It looks like D with apostrophe, but it isn't. And I think we have to finish this discussion finally. If they have some more strong ideas why this should be discussed in the future, let's see their reaction after we send our report. Otherwise, we shall never finish this. Dennis, please go on.
Thank you, Mirjana.
Dennis, please.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So this... I'm asking, it seems to me this is deja vu. We are looking again to InScript candidates, and I believe we've done an InScript analysis already. I don't seem to find able to find the worksheet, but someone might have it. Or we didn't do... we didn't do any InScript analysis at all, and I'm terrifically mistaken.
We have some proposal. I found it in the last time, but I didn't check it today because I have a lot of other things to do. It was proposed like InScript variant, dotless I to iota, and so dotless I to I to iota, that all three things should be variants. It was proposed, but never discussed and never finalized. And also dotless I was proposed to be a variant with Greek iota and Latin iota to be a variant of the Greek iota. That's what I found in the report, but those discussion about those things have never gone publicly. I mean, we have not made conclusion what is going on here. So we should finalize it somehow in the future. Dennis, do you want to say something more, please? Bill, please go on.
I am certain we have already determined that we feel that the Latin small letter I and the Latin small letter dotless I are variants. We did that.
Yeah.
Also, we already decided that the Latin small letter iota and the Greek small letter iota are variants. We've done that. We don't need to think about that either. So I don't recall for certain whether we looked at the dotless I versus the Latin small letter iota. But that it seems to me that's the only one that's the only one we need to look at. If those are variants, then transitivity takes care of the other cases. If they're not variants, then they're not, and we don't have to worry about it. I agree with Dennis. I think we did look at that already, but I don't recall what our conclusion was off the top of my head. Thank you.
Okay. I need someone just to look what was our previous decisions, because I will probably make mistakes if I'm doing it by myself. And we see here that those three characters are very similar. And Sarmad, will you go a little bit? Yeah. But usually they are distinguishable. And glyphs are distinguishable when written in lowercase. Let's see a little bit more what was the conclusion or proposal for this combination. Yeah? Glyphs are distinguishable. Yeah, in this situation they are. Let's go a little bit. Yeah, this is the same thing I didn't check. Oh, okay.
May I comment?
Yes, please, Mats. I didn't see your hand. Sorry. Please go on.
So my case is font substitution again. So if we look at the first line, the third letter is the Greek iota. And if we look at the first line, the first one, there's definitely a font substitution for Greek iota. It's not the same font. The second one, I would say so too. And third one, yes. Fourth one, yes. So it means that in many fonts, there will be a font substitution, and then there will be a difference because the design of the font. So this obscures the similarity, if there is, in fonts that are used for both Latin and Greek. So the problem is that in many fonts, you have either or, not both. Thank you.
I think that we cannot change the world or internet or how fonts are displayed, and we cannot influence in it. So what we are seeing here, these three code points are different. We have previous conclusions which are somehow represented in our report. I mean, they are included in the report. So for the next time, I should skip this discussion at all, because it doesn't go anywhere. We can spend next 10 years discussing about shapes of the fonts and about everything what is done, and we cannot finalize it. In this situation, they are distinguishable. Let's go down a little bit. I'm just proposing the way from it. If there is a way, or otherwise we shall be stuck without any possibility to go out of this situation, because we don't have capacity to solve it. So it, in the italic fonts, those two letters are identical. Recapitulation from face-to-face meeting. This is something which Pitinen added to this discussion. IP gave feedback on the issue. The GP discussed and agreed that Figurian agreed to have Paloska and Lati letter L as variant. Yeah, Pitinen has mixed something. This is not the same. We have to, sorry. I don't feel comfortable with this. We have to skip at this moment this discussion about all eyes and whatever is put here, and I will check what is the situation in the report and how we concluded, decided to put in the report some of these I's to be variants, and after that we shall give the conclusion, because this doesn't help us. All the remarks here doesn't help us to make a conclusion at this moment. Max, please go on.
I'm done.
Oh, you are done. Sorry. So. All those eyes are skipped. Let me write something down. We shall do it next time. Latin small ligature, whatever it is, versus sequence AE. What we have here, we have found, go a little bit down to see is findings. It is in some fonts which a glyph takes ligature and sequence bear some similarity but are distinguishable. In a large number, ligatures and sequence are constantly different. So, we can conclude that ligature and sequence are different. We shall not discuss anymore why some fonts are not doing properly. Let's see, let's go a little, yeah. We can see that when comparing the ligature and the sequence are not variants and are not proposed to be variants. And if someone wants to say something more about it, please do it now, or we shall go that way. Any different views of this? No? So let's go on. Sarmad. I might sound a little bit that I'm a little bit rushing, but we are discussing about some findings which are not go a little bit up, because there is another finding here about proposal. As, because there is a suggestion to consider ligature AA and OE as a variance, and to add the string, or to add it to similarity string, because in some fonts they look pretty similar. So we can skip, we can say something about it. It is not very, it won't be very sensible to say that those two ligatures are variants, but we can put it in the similarity list, because really in some fonts they look similar. And is there any other opinion about this? Sorry, because I'm pushing a little bit, but we have to see the end of this work, and we cannot put some more power in more analysis of this material. We have to take the best from this material with what we could at this moment and go further on. Michael, please go on. Please take a mic.
Yeah, thank you. So are we now considering these variants? I heard you say you want to put them on the similarity lists, but from a visual point of view, they seem to speak more towards variant, right?
No, I don't think so. I think if we put this as a variant, we have to put some more analysis on it and put some more efforts in seeing in the proposal, some more efforts to confirm that those two ligatures are variants. And I personally don't think that it is worth some more efforts, and that it's quite okay to put those two ligatures in a string similarity list, because just to say that in some fonts they look pretty similar, that's all. They can't be variants. That's my simple view of this, because I'm not a very specialist on it. I just see if it is something similar or not. That's that's the best I can do. So I'm proposing to put these two ligatures in string similarity list, and the material will be included in our report. Any other opinion? You see, it is not the final decision. This analysis in Appendix D should help us to correct if we have missed something during previous analysis of variants, and I don't think we should spend more time on it than we have done today, than we have done now. Michael is agreeing that those two ligatures should be put in the similarity. We have
so, Mirjana, this is Sarmad.
Yes, please, Sarmad, go on.
You allow me, just yes, for please. Sake of Pitinan being able to minute this properly, I'm just going to repeat that the ligature versus the letter A followed by E, the first part, the Latin GP is concluding that those two are not variants.
Yes.
And then in the cases of the AE ligature and the OE ligature, Latin GP is concluding that they are not variants, but they should be included in a similarity list.
Yes, Armand, that's it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Because I'm making some notes here also, but now we have a discussion about double acute and diuresis, and we have two pairs, O and U, with the same diacritics. And I don't know what was the conclusion last time. Let's see, maybe Pitinan put something here. GP discussing above diacritics, but have not discussed the double diuresis and double acute. But here is proposed that those two characters should be put in the visual similarity list, and if if there is no objection to this proposal, we could conclude. Yeah, Dennis, Michael, and Dennis, but yeah, Dennis. Okay, we shall see the reaction at the end. You see, Dennis, I'm responding to you. At least in this picture, they look very, very close. But we are prone to mistakes, and we can correct our mistakes. And this is not the final version of the report. And we shall see the reaction. Although I don't think that would be any reaction, because no one will seriously consider whatever it is put in the similarity list.
Mirjana?
Yes, please.
I think that Dennis commented the ligatures.
Yeah, the ligatures, I see. I see that they are commenting the ligatures, and I'm responding to this.
Okay.
If someone raised the problem, we can remove it. At least in this prints, they look similar. Who knows? So we can say that double acute and acute and diuresis could be those two pairs could be put in the visual similarity list. If everyone agrees, we can move forward. Although we have to, let's see if we have time to analyze another more case. Or otherwise, I shall close the meeting for today. This is the same thing. Now we have a circumflex and hook above, and those are con points considered. Let's see what is the findings, if there is one, if there is an suggestion. In a large number of font, two letters are consistently different. However, in Civit, in number of fonts, rendering are very diverse. So, conclusion, a suggestion to add to short list for the string similarity list and create a three variant pairs on the ground of them by being visually similar to the level being nearly identical or confusable. Gave feedback, GP agreed not to make them variants, reasoning it is a complex two or more above their criticism. So, can we agree that those code points are not variants between them because you have discussed it and agreed about it? And maybe, I'm not quite sure because I have a very small screen, so I don't see properly what is on the screen. Was there a proposal to be shortlisted for a similarity list? No. No, I cannot make a decision by myself. But at least you agreed that they are not variants, and probably some fonts have problems, and double diacritics probably could slip to one side or another side of the character, but I don't think it is a reason to proclaim them variants. And it is not clear to me what should be put in the string similarity list, because in all this, I don't see that Mats is agreeing that they are not variants, okay. And what the proposal to put in the similarity list, it is not clear to me what to be put in the similarity list. I think, Michael, that this is your. Oh, thank you very much. It is now much better. What to be added to the string similarity list, it is not clear from this.
Sorry, this makeup, there is a listing in the middle of the screen. I can see three series of three code points.
Yeah, I see A with two diacritics, E with two diacritics, and O with two diacritics. And after that, I see A with two A's with different diacritics, and they does not look similar at all to me, to anything. I don't know how they could be confused.
Mats has his hand up.
Mats, I think please go
maybe
on.
Maybe yeah. They should be followed by a simple A, E, N, O in this case. I'm not sure.
Right. So if you scroll up or down, so we see the figure for WordMart.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the idea is that if you have this E with double diacritic,
yeah,
followed by an E,
yeah,
a plain E, there is a potential that one of the diacritics would move over to the plain E. I think that the risk is quite low because this is a pre-composed letter. The risk is higher if we have a sequence, but yeah, this is not a sequence. So I think that the risk is quite low.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
And I think that the risk that you would accept the double diacritics is quite low because it looks very strange to you if you're not used to that. And if you're used to that, you are Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Or writing Vietnamese, I would say.
Yeah. So the suggestion is to conclude this specific item that those characters are not variant candidates, even they don't need to be put in the string similarity list. Did I make a
I think so, yes. That's my conclusion too.
Yeah, did I make it correctly? That's my question.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mats, for this. I hope if someone else wants to say something. 1, 2, 3. We are 1 minute before the end of the hour. So I want to close this meeting for today. And at least we crossed 4 items. We have finished 4 items. 1 item should be clarified, and I'll try to do it by my best. This is something about all those eyes to find what is written in our report and what are how we got those results. And we shall proceed with the next 3 items and probably finish the 2 items from today. Okay. I want to thank you all for your for taking part in this discussion. We shall have another meeting next Thursday to try to finalize these items which should be discussed in the next few weeks. And after that, we have to focus, probably, I will see with Pitinen, we shall have to focus on production of the report, which could be sent at least for the first review to the IP. So have a nice rest of the day and take care about this coronavirus. I'm still... in my flat 3rd week. So they promise us 2 weeks more. So I hope everything will finish okay, and we shall also finish our Latin GP this year. Bye, and and see
you. You are lucky if you only have 2 more weeks. We have another month, I think.
But we started before you. You see? They are promised to relax the situation, at least because I am more than 65. I can't go outside just once a week for 3 hours early in the morning. That's everything which is what is allowed to me, although nobody is chasing people around the streets. But it is not useful to sit in the flat now 3 weeks. We'll finish this week. Yeah.
I'm glad that I live in a country where they don't have police out in the street.
In the country,
it's
much easier. Yeah, in the country, it's much easier. Although here, they are not rude, you see. But they will and there is no people on the street at all. I mean, probably in the morning when people are going for to buy milk and bread and what is necessary for this day, the at least because I live in the part of the Belgrade where our only flats, there is no industry in this part of the Belgrade. So no people on the street, no children on the street. That's the most.
We are allowed to go out. So
yeah, you are. And also
we don't have restrictions.
People who are younger than 65, they are allowed to go outside, but just during working hours, and the police hour starts at 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening, every working day. And next weekend, we shall have 2 days of police hour because we are now so disciplined as Swedes are. And you have a lot of people because it is the wonderful weather now after a few, let's say, cold weeks, they are going camping outside and they are mixing between them, and our health system is not so well that it can support more ill people than it is. So I hope everything will finally finish somehow. I mean, for good. So see you, hear you next week, and have a nice rest of the day and take care and be safe. Bye.
Same to everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.